He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the October the 18th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we have another sloppy start. It's sloppy seas out there. The wind is blowing. There's white caps on the ocean. Stay in the harbor. Well, I'm about 47% in cash right now. Until this thing clears out, the Dow is down 150 points today, which puts it at 25,556. It's down 0.6%. No follow-through whatsoever to the rally that we had on Tuesday. And I said yesterday that was not a good sign that we didn't get any follow-through. The S&P 500 is down 13 points today. That's 0.5%. It's at 2,795. After reclaiming 2,800 here recently, the Dow or the NASDAQ is down 51 points this morning. That's 0.7% drop. The NASDAQ and tech stocks still continue to look very, very soggy, at least for now. I mentioned that yesterday when I sent out some live alerts to my live trading subscribers. The NASDAQ now is at 7,586. The Russell 2000 Small Cap Index down 0.4%. It's down 7 points today. Oil continues to slide. Oil down $68, or down 87 cents to $68.88. It was 75 here recently. Gold is down $1.30 to $12.26. Silver down 9 cents to $14.56. And that 10-year yield probably coming in. No, this is probably one of the big reasons why the market's down today. It's at 3.21%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We, as I say, it's a sloppy in the market, sloppy seas. The wind is blowing. Probably best to stay in the harbor today. I currently have a 47% cash position overall. As you know what? I mean, that's just natural attrition. I took some profits here over the last couple of weeks. I had some sell stops go off, and I have sell stops underneath most of what I own right now. Just in case. You never know. But anyways, the market sloppy. We're headed for Atlanta on Monday. We'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Boy, I'll tell you what, we've had a great response to our trip to Atlanta. And appointments, there's a few still available Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 1 hour with myself, Bill Gunderson, and Scott Waddell, my planner. You can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Then it will be on to Sarasota November 14th, 15th, and 16th. I've been invited to speak at the American Association of Individual Investors, and all are welcome to attend this event, but you got to go to our website. This is not my event. This is their event. So you have to register via mail, and it's a $10 fee if you want to attend that. You can find the registration form and details for this event on my website at GundersonCapital.com. Then I'll be at the Westin Hotel right there, front row center in Sarasota on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday during the day. And I will be available for 1 hour appointments while in Sarasota also. So we got a little travel. And then we're on to Scottsdale early December to speak at an investment club out at Sun City West. All right. Well, yesterday, let's go back before we dig into today. Yesterday was about like today. It was sloppy. And it's sloppy again today. Now, we haven't had a lot of really consequential companies report earnings yet. However, we've certainly had enough to get a pretty good guide for how earnings season is going. There's a pattern being set here, and I'll be interested after the market closes tomorrow to take a look at how many companies have reported so far, how many companies have beat their estimates, their earnings estimates, how many companies have beat their sales estimates, how many companies have warned. We have one today warning about future quarters. And what has the overall impact been on earnings estimates for this year, 2018? That's for the overall S&P 500. And where are we at currently with estimates for next year? That's what's really important. The market is looking ahead to next year's S&P 500 earnings estimates. Well, yesterday we did fight back. We clawed back a little bit during the day. Maybe we will again today. I did just a very tiny amount of buying yesterday for some new clients, and I did lose another stock yesterday due to a sell stop. It went out at a pretty decent profit, but, you know, that's the way it goes. I like to protect things. I'm an active money manager. I am not passive. I think you can tell that by listening to the show every day. Well, we do have yields moving higher today. That's probably the biggest culprit. That's where I'm going to point the finger, right there. Yes, you. The U.S. bond market and the Fed's recent comments, which, you know, they're going to continue to raise interest. Despite what President Trump wants them to do, they're going to continue to raise rates. One more hike this year, and then we'll see how many we get next year. At least two more. And we have the 10-year right now at 3.21%. And we also have short-term rates up in the high twos right now, 2.85, somewhere like that. I'll update that yield curve for you in this week's newsletter, which I already have a good start on. You can get the newsletter every weekend, GundersonCapital.com. That thing goes out to thousands of people all over the world. Jobless claims come in at 210,000. Okay, if you're looking for a recession, you're not going to find it in the jobs market, or a looming recession. You're definitely not going to find it in the jobs market. We continue to have very low jobless claims on a weekly basis. They're at 210K again this week, very low. And, of course, our most recent jobs report, unemployment report, we're seeing multi-year lows on unemployment. The global markets remain weak. I have no exposure to any global market, anything outside of the U.S. Let me think about that for a minute. No, I own one Japanese stock, okay? China just continues to get slaughtered. FXI is the exchange-traded fund that I use as a proxy. Ouch. When are they going to give? I mean, when are they going to cry uncle? You would think sooner rather than later. They are really taking it on the chin here in this battle of heavyweights. Heavyweight economies, the heavyweight championship of the world. Remember when that was a big deal? Back in the Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier days. I loved those big title fights. Now I don't know. I don't understand it anymore. Now they're using their feet. They're kicking each other. It's just not the same as Muhammad Ali facing off with Joe Frazier, the thriller in Manila. Anyways, Hong Kong down a little bit today. Japan down 0.7%. Europe up just a little bit, but China just continues to get clobbered, down another 3% yesterday. Well, there is some good news for China. The U.S. Treasury has again passed up a formal opportunity to designate China as a currency manipulator. which were claims that Trump made along the campaign trail as he was running for president. However, the Treasury has still singled out China's currency practices as a source of particular concern, in parentheses there, particular, actually in quotation marks, particular concern. We're not labeling them as a manipulator of the currency, but we're concerned about their currency practices. Secretary Mnuchin said over the weekend that currency issues would have to be a part of any U.S.-China trade talks. Yet one more sticking point, you see, between the two heavyweight champions of the world when it relates to the world economy. They're both getting bloodied. Who's going to give in first? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm going to blame the sloppiness in the market today on the 10-year rising to 3.21%. Let's just take a look at one of the big popular bond ETFs. TLT would probably be a good one to check today. I'm not seeing a whole lot of damage in the bond market today, but suffice it to say, 3.21% now. Well, how about Europe? We talked about the global markets and the emerging markets still submerging. Europe's not looking much better. They are continuing to hit new lows for the year. Now the United Kingdom is considering a longer Brexit transition period. And the folks in Europe are not happy, or in UK are not happy. News that Theresa May might be prepared to delay Britain's departure from the EU has caused fury on the front pages of several newspapers today. A further idea that has emerged, and it is an idea at this stage, is to create an option to extend the implementation period for a matter of months. She told the Brexit summit in Brussels as EU leaders confirmed it was up to May to offer new ideas. Well, in the meantime, I have no exposure to European stocks either, as their economy continues to crawl at a very slow pace, and their GDP continues at very low, 1%, somewhere in there, despite massive quantitative easing taking place by the European Union, their chief Mario Draghi. Well, Uber did sell their $2 billion in junk bonds. Gee, you could have got 7.5% in those Uber bonds. Do you trust Uber bonds? Are they going to be able to pay those bonds back? How was the high-yield market doing anyway? Well, it really sold off over the last couple of weeks, has sold off. The junk bond, I'm looking at HYG. Well, let's look at junk. That's an easier one to remember. JNK is the junk bond ETF. You can currently get a dividend yield there of 5.6%. But it's gone from 36, well, it hasn't lost that much, but that's not a good chart. It's not a good chart at all. If it breaks $35 a share, that's not going to be good. I have zero exposure to the junk bond market, but Uber raised $2 billion. Now, this is a private company, obviously, in its debut bond sale. You know, obviously, no problem. There was plenty of appetite for these junk bonds being floated by Uber, boosting the size of the offering to meet the high demand from investors to fund its cash-intensive growth. You hear that? High demand. I read an article the other day. I'm thinking, trying to think who it was. He thinks that the biggest asset bubble right now is the bond market. And I'm pretty much in agreement with that. And it is starting to come unraveled a bit. Now, Uber is preparing to do a 2019 IPO. Would you invest in Uber? It has been a major disruptor. How about the guy who came up with the idea for Uber? Right now, it's valued at more than $100 billion. It could come public as a large cap stock. That would be one of the biggest IPOs of all time. Now, the last time they checked on Uber, it was valued at $72 billion. Now it's that was a $100 billion idea, which has totally disrupted the rental car business, and it's totally disrupted the taxi industry. Okay, let's check in on Minneapolis this morning. Travelers is in the news. Travelers has reported earnings. That's a very important stock. Actually, they're in New York, New York. I thought they were in Minneapolis. I think they have a big presence there anyways. Travelers reports earnings. They beat by 27 cents, and they beat on revenues. All right, okay. And the stock is basically flat on the news in a down day in the market. I want to say Travelers is a Dow Jones industrial stock. Let me just check on that real quickly. Travelers is, let's see, we're going to sort on symbol there. Travelers is a member of the Dow, so important company. Down $1 per share or 0.8%, so certainly not helping the Dow today. Now here's one of the issues that's been blamed for this recent sell-off in the market. As companies are in a quiet period leading up to the days of their earnings announcement, they're not able to make share buybacks. And there are those that would argue that that has been one of the catalysts fueling this bull market, is all the massive share buybacks by these companies, which keeps their stocks moving higher, which gives buying demand. These companies are flush with cash. But at the same time, isn't it a pretty good sign that they can't find anything better to do with their cash than to buy back their own stock? Well, Canadian Pacific, CP, they announced today their intention. See, they've already reported earnings. Once you've reported earnings, then you can announce your intentions. And CP, Canadian Pacific Railroad, which was hitting new highs just 2 weeks ago, authorized the repurchase of about 5.7 million shares. The company intends to seek Toronto Stock Exchange acceptance of a new normal course issuer bid. CP is down $1.09. It's been on my watch list. You know, the railroads were on fire there. CSX, CP, Union Pacific. The transportation sector has sold off here recently, but CP would be, along with CSX, those would be a couple that I would keep my eye on. I think CP would be number one, and now they are authorizing the repurchase of up to $5.7 million. And that, don't forget, when all of these companies start reporting earnings, they can then go back into the markets and start buying back their own stock, which, again, has been one of the reasons, one of the blame areas being placed on this correction in the market, that the stocks, companies haven't been able to buy back their own shares. How about Philip Morris, PM? Another very important stock in the, not in the Dow, but in the S&P 500. Philip Morris beats by 16 cents. They beat on revenues, and that stock is having an excellent day. It's breaking out. It's up 5.4%. Let's call that the biggest large cap move of the day. And they're the cigarette maker. They're the Marlboro man, which I know something about. I got a picture on my desk of my father standing with three of the Marlboro, the late
power for a whole day due to a storm. It can seem endless, but there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. The market has improved quite a bit here since we started the show. Well, maybe as I continue to talk, it will keep improving. I could go all day if you want. I got plenty to talk about. Anyways, I want to go back to Philip Morris just for a minute here. And let's take a look at Philip Morris. I wrote about Philip Morris. You know, one of the nice things about the app is anytime I send out a tweet about a stock, anytime I write an article about a stock, you can find my comments down at the bottom of the app. And I just looked at one here that I thought was pretty worthy of note. Back on, July the 5th, 2016, and I remember that time frame very well. Interest rates were hitting a 5,000-year low. That's right. Just ask Alan Greenspan if you don't believe me. The REIT market was hitting all-time highs. These big, fat, dividend-paying stocks. Anything interest rate sensitive was just screaming back in July of 2016, which is now over 2 years, 2 years and 3 months ago. And the bond market was hitting a new all-time high as rates hit a new 5,000-year low. And at that time, I called the top in the bond market, in utilities, in REITs, and in these great big giant dividend-paying stocks because they were being sought out as investors were chasing yield. Anything with a yield better than 1.2% at the time on the 10-year. Now we're at 3.2%. So that was a pretty good call that I made. But I called the top in Philip Morris. Look at my comment back on July the 5th, 2016. I said, Philip Morris, Mo, is now, this is MO, so this is what, Altria Group. They pretty much trade in lockstep with one another. It's now trading at an all-time high P.E. ratio, price to cash flow, price to sales, and price to book ratios. And then I added the word sky high. And I said, low rates are creating dividend bubbles. And boy, howdy, are they creating, were they creating dividend bubbles at that time? At that time, Mo was trading at an all-time high. I hit it almost exactly, the all-time high in the stock. In fact, I think I'm right on to the day. Mo on that day hit $77.29, and today it's $62 per share. It's down $17 per share from its all-time high. There was a massive dividend bubble that had been created at that time. I saw it in the utilities. I saw it in GE. I saw it in other companies that had dividend yields of 3% or higher. I saw it in the bond market. I saw it in REITs. And that bubble, I mean, you're probably off 15-20% with most of these asset classes and stocks since that time. Now the question is, how will I do on the stock market when that thing becomes bubblicious and the economy starts to fall apart and this nine-year-old bull market is over, which it will be over at some point in time. Well, that's a chapter that still has to be written because I have not called the top yet in the stock market. Anyways, I thought I'd put PM under the microscope here for a minute. Because it is making a nice move today. Very nice move. It's up 5.5%. Okay, Philip Morris makes Marlboro, the Marlboro man. Over the last 12 months, that Philip Morris is down 21.2%. Okay? It was a bubble. It was a dividend bubble. People were buying it for the dividend. But smoking is decreasing in popularity. I think enough people have died that we're convinced that smoking never was a good idea. and their growth rate has slowed. Look at their growth in sales over the last four quarters. Minus 3%, minus 2%, 0%, and minus 5%. I was talking, or a kid was talking the other day, he's an intern here at the MUSC, which is the Medical University of South Carolina. And I want to say he's a third-year student there. He says the doctors give the interns all the tough stuff to do, which I could understand. He had a patient that was a chronic smoker, and he had COPD, horrible, horrible case. Said, you go talk to him and tell him to give up smoking. See what you can do. He said, I talked to him, but I could tell I'm not giving up my smoking, even though he's almost dragging an oxygen bottle around with him. Well, Philip Morris and Altria, I don't have any position in. They do not look good to me. Their charts, even though it's bursting higher today, and I look at the track record of these stocks, they have really slowed down. I remember when Philip Morris was a perennial dividend king, and they continue to raise their dividend, but their growth has halted. Their earnings growth has halted. Their sales, their revenue growth has halted. And the stocks have faltered ever since. Oh, I don't have any position in Philip Morris despite the big dividend yield. Okay, now let's go to the other side of the street. Aurora Cannabis will begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, this will be the first one. It's currently a bulletin board stock under the symbol ACBFF. And Aurora is the one that signed up with Coca-Cola to possibly develop cannabis-laced drinks. Well, they will start trading on the New York Stock Exchange effective October 23rd under the symbol ACB. To me, they become the blue chip, if there is such a thing, the blue chip of marijuana cannabis stocks. While tobacco sales are decreasing, it would seem that cannabis use is soaring right now. In fact, the Tilray chief, you've heard of Tilray, T-L-R-Y, which is now a, $14 billion company. They're the ones that signed up with Constellation Brands. The Tilray CEO, Brendan Kennedy, he was on with Jim Cramer yesterday. I don't know what they did in the green room after the show or before the show. I don't want to know. But the Tilray chief CEO, Brendan Kennedy, says he expects growth in medical cannabis and recreational cannabis to continue. No, I think that's a true statement. At present, 35 countries have okayed medical use and two, recreational. Okay, if you want recreational, you got to go to Canada or Uruguay. He believes that the total available global markets will be $150 to $200 billion, considering medical use cannabis and the potential in food, drink, and consumer packaged goods. We've even heard of Walmart Canada looking into it. But I did notice that the cannabis stock sold off yesterday. That was the day that cannabis became legal in Canada. Nationwide, they become the second country to legalize the stuff. And that big cloud coming across the border from Calgary into Montana, a cannabis cloud, I suppose. I don't know, really. But anyways, the shares were down yesterday, and then I think Jim Cramer's interview, he's got the cannabis stocks moving today. Tilray is up 5% today. MJ, which is the ETF, the cannabis ETF, is up 1.5% today. Okay, there's an interesting IPO that could be coming up. You know, I heard about this from a couple of my clients in Atlanta. They told me they are a couple of chiropractors, brothers, great guys. They have an account with me. I hope to see them this year when we come around to Atlanta. I saw them there last year. They are both vegan, big time. And they, you know, believe that meat is bad for your arteries. Well, they told me about a vegan burger maker, and I've tried their product. It was quite good. It really was. Bill Gates, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jack and Susie Welsh behind this thing. More on that when we come back. It's the vegan finale to the show. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment. I want to talk about an upcoming IPO in the vegan sector because it has some big names behind it. I want to talk about a semiconductor stock here in this last quarter. And I want to talk about a former Dow stock. They probably should have left it in the Dow. It's having a huge day here today. Okay, CNBC, Beyond Meat. Now, the last time we were in Atlanta, we had a birthday in one of our crew members, and we all went to Bones Steakhouse, which wasn't too far from where we're staying, the Embassy Suites, and it was good. I mean, it's the number one ranked steakhouse in Atlanta. A lot of well-dressed, well-heeled people there. Not me, but I didn't really fit in. But anyways, I told a couple of our clients about it. Oh, we went to Bones, and they turned white. Oh, my gosh. And I think they're right. I believe in eating meat sparingly. I don't think red meat is really good for us. Talk to any cardiologist if you disagree with me. But I do enjoy it from time to time. They told me about Beyond Meat, which is a vegan burger maker. So when I got home to San Diego at that time, I went and had a vegan Beyond Meat burger. It's hard to find, but I did find it ground fresh. I mean, it looks just like hamburger. I guess it's made out of some kind of pea protein. And I got to tell you, it was excellent. And it doesn't have all that bad stuff, you know. Of course, I put a thick slice of American cheese, loaded it up with mayonnaise, pickles, tomatoes, all the works, you know. But I even used vegan mayonnaise, which also is not that bad. Well, Beyond Meat is filing for its initial public offering. They make plant-based meats designed to appeal to carnivores. I mean, really, you can barely tell. Oh, it's not a porterhouse steak. Come on. It's not an In-N-Out burger, but I found it to be quite good. And they offer it at TGI Fridays and the Veggie Grill, other places. But there's some big names behind it. Bill Gates, big investor in it. Leonardo DiCaprio. Jack and Susie Welch, former CEO of GE back in its heyday. Kleiner Perkins is behind it, one of the biggest venture capital funds out there on the West Coast. And Tyson Foods is even in on the act. So I'll definitely be watching this one, the coming IPO down the road of Beyond Meat. If you want to try it, Whole Foods Market, you know, it's freshly ground, and it even has like red, like it's blood or something. I don't know if it's from the beet juice or something. It does taste very good. Try it on the grill. And Beyond Meat. Anyways, that's my vegan play of the day. The Taiwan Semiconductor is my semiconductor stock. You know what? I pulled the plug on the semiconductor stocks. They look horrible. I don't care if it's Lam Research. I don't care if it's Taiwan Semiconductor. No, I still own one. But the whole technology sector continues to be extremely weak. It's not being helped today by TSM Taiwan, which is down 2% today despite beating earnings. Let's see how the most popular semiconductor stock, NVIDIA, is doing today. It's down 37 cents despite a conviction buy rating put out by a big firm. I just don't like the chip stocks currently. Now let's finish with Alcoa, which used to be a member of the Dow, and it used to kick off earnings season every year. Now Alcoa is a mid-cap stock. $7.4 billion. Of course, they spun off part of the company. Alcoa is up 9.5% today. So the Dow would be up today if Alcoa was still in the Dow, which it's not. But that's a good sign. Alcoa beating earnings by 27 cents. They beat on revenue. Their products go into a lot of things. Energy markets, they go into cars, go into the oil market, you know, a little bit of everything. Food, beverages, aluminum can, all kinds of things. So I think that's a pretty good bellwether there for the economy. And the stock is having a very good day on the news. And we'll close with this. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more small biotechs going public today. And once again, I ask the open-ended question, how many of these companies will be around 5 years from now or 3 years from now? Today, you've got Eton Pharmaceuticals, ETON, coming public at $6 per share. Osmotica, OSMT, coming public at $7 per share. OpGen, OPGN. Well, they're doing a secondary offering. They've already ran out of the IPO money, and now they're going back to the well for more money, and the well continues to be deep. There seems to be plenty of demand for these biotech IPOs and secondary offerings. Phase Bio going public today, PHAS, at $5 per share. Now, one of them may score a big win. I'm just saying that the numbers are greatly against this sector going forward. And wait, there's one more. Aclaris, ACRS Therapeutics, going public today at $10.75 per share. What if I shorted all six of them and stuck it in my desk drawer and opened my desk drawer 5 years from now? What would my short positions on those five stocks be worth? There's the Gunderson short desk drawer play of the day. Okay, if you'd like to make an appointment with us in Atlanta, I'll be leaving here Monday, late Monday. Be there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I always love our visit to Atlanta. We still have some appointments left, 1 hour during the day. I know most of them are full. 855-611-BEST. You can also go to the website, GundersonCapital.com. The workshop is Wednesday at 6:30 at the Embassy Suites Perimeter. And then it's back to Sarasota on November 14th, 15th, 16th. I will be speaking to the American Association of Individual Investors. And there's info on that on my website. And I'll be available for appointments at the Westin Hotel in downtown Sarasota. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.